Hi, I'm Amy Halloran, and I'm here with another food diary. I want to talk today about the beginnings of the Troy Waterfront Farmers Market with Tracy Frisch. Tracy, welcome.
Hi, how are you today?
Good, good. I'm really excited to share with our listenership some of this beginning. I mean, it's on its 20th year,
yes.
So you were there right at the start. What did that start look like?
Well, let's see. It was several years into the Regional Farm and Food Project, which I was part of starting and which I ran for about 8 or 9 years. Before that, we had a sustainable community network, and once a year we had this big harvest dinner that people did. And the first one, we had no idea. There was a handful of us doing it, and 90 people showed up. And so out of that came the Regional Farm and Food Project, where we actually worked with a lot of farmers, and we were also promoted local foods. So the farmers market was kind of a no-brainer. But what happened is we started a radio show on WRPI, and once a month there would be two or three of us, and we did interviews, and we had news and all that for an hour. And a young professor at Siena College called us up, because we gave the phone number for the organization, and he said, we just moved here from Minnesota, and we really like the farmers markets that we've seen in Vermont. Why isn't there anything in Albany or Troy? And we said, oh, funny. He didn't call the radio station. He might have called afterwards. And we're like, well, funny you should ask about that, because we're working with farmers, and some of them are talking about how there aren't any good markets for them to go to. So we started a group, and we met every month, and we did research, and there were a lot of differences in opinion of what we should do. We also, one of the first things we did is we visited several markets, and we found out some people went to Saratoga and some people went to one in Albany maybe, but we found out that the ones in Albany, which is where we originally set our sights, were not producer only. So people would go to the Menands Market, the wholesale market, where things are shipped from everywhere, as well as some of the local, the farmers in the greater capital region bring their stuff to sell at like 5 or 6 in the morning to restaurants and stores and others who have often prearranged for them to bring stuff to buy, to sell to them, like Honest Weight Food Co-op has historically gone there. Anyway, so we like, okay, we want a producer-only farmers market, which means that only farmers can only bring what they have grown, not what they bought from North Carolina or California at a wholesale market. So that was the first thing that made a difference. And so we met, and different people showed up, different farmers came. We had one farmer from Rensselaer County, I think a vegetable grower, who wanted to have a public market, which would have been a really difficult thing, because farmers would have to be there every day of the week. And that would be indoors. It would be a very expensive, big proposition. I mean, there's many public markets that are historic that have been going on for 100 or more years. The Amish, the Pennsylvania Dutch markets, are well known in Pennsylvania. So anyway, we're meeting like every month, and several months into it, Tom Carroll from the Hudson Mohawk Gateway, is that Industrial Gateway, a former RPI professor, showed up with the woman who then ran the visitor center for Troy. And they said, we heard about you guys, and we want a farmer's market in Troy.
Carol LaCivita.
Okay. Well, maybe. I cannot remember. so they said, we can help you. We can get the design studio, the students at RPI, to look at sites and do designs for them. So we were like, wow, that's really great. Because we also, at the same time, we had the business improvement district, I think, at Lark Street saying, why don't you come to Lark Street? And we're like, and we'll close the street down. It's like, we're going to have a lot of enemies before we start. So we were a little less interested in that. But the Troy thing, so the students worked on their designs. And then probably in April or May, about 8 of us followed around the students and went to maybe 5 or 6 sites. and saw their plans, and we chose one site. And we had one person in the group who really wanted a different site, but we chose the waterfront site at near the Headley Building. And then, but it was already, you know, it was too late in the season to start. So we didn't open for another year. People started meeting with the Headley management team and looking at signage from with the city, and we were assigned, some, the city assigned someone to work with us, and I don't remember her name either. And we started recruiting farmers. And we had a press conference at one point, and we had media there. And the farmers who were there were never actually ended up being in the farmers market. They found other ways to vend, but you know, it got us on the map. And then the next year, we started the market, and we're right next to the Riverfront Cafe. Does that still exist?
No, I'm not a good record on that.
Okay, well, okay. In any case, the chef owner of that, I remember
George.
George, I remember him coming to the market like a month or two after we started. It was a cold spring, and people did not have a lot of produce because it was very cold. Maybe, I don't remember if it was rainy. We had people come in and say, where are the tomatoes? Why don't you buy tomatoes somewhere and bring them? We want tomatoes. And he said, well, I think maybe this would work in Niskiona or Clifton Park, but I don't think we're ready for it in Troy. But we hung in there, and within a year, people were really ready for it. And the first year, we had a work-study student for an extension agent who's now a full-time farmer, who was the market manager, and she would collect the payments every day, every Saturday from the farmers, and maybe tell them a few things. So, you know, and then the next year,
da-na-na-na,
we started meeting people that I had never heard of this before, but they were like Troy boosters. What was the name?
Yes, they had a specific name.
Maybe like Trojan.
Troy boosters or something.
Yes. So I was like, wow, this is really interesting. And then we met Amy.
And
she became our first real farmers market manager. And that was a real boost. And that lifted the market up a notch. But it was And then within a year, we had a winter market that a lamb producer,
Donna Mullen,
yes,
took the initiative and made that happen
right at the Troy Atrium, mm-hmm. and that's
where
been going
is.
Ever since. So,
yep.
But I would say the thing that made this market really different is that we started with a very big vision. We're not like, just let's do a market tomorrow. We're like, let's think it over. And we always had community people on the market board. Because it wasn't just about farmers, it was about the community. We always were kind of somewhat careful in selecting vendors, so we had a good mix. And, you know, we wanted to keep things civil and upbeat between people, and we also stressed promotion.
And creating an invitation. I mean, I think it's been those structures that you set in place,
yes,
they really paid off,
yeah,
because it's a huge economic,
yeah, so
driver.
It's been very exciting to watch Troy change.
Mm-hmm.
And it's also really fun when I'm like, oh, so what did I do with the Regional Farm and Food Project? Well, I can't say. Well, we did educational programs for farmers. Well, that's kind of obtuse to people. Oh, we started the Troy Farmers Market. People go, oh, okay.
Now I see it.
So, it was a really fun project, and I wish I could get there more often, but I now live about 34 miles to the north in Washington County. So it's kind of hard to get there on very often at all.
But you sure made something great happen. And thank you for being on the radio to
yeah,
draw that idea in. I think it's a nice irony that here we are on the radio
right, again.
To talk about its beginnings. Tracy, thank you so much.
Well,
for
thank
talking
you. I'm
about
glad
it.
To, because I didn't even realize it was the 20th year because I had forgotten what year it started.
That's great. Tracy Frisch, thank you for joining me. This has been Amy Halloran, Food Security Manager at Unity House, with another Food Diary.